Pakistan's Taliban issues a warning. Prayer is cementing relationships in Guatemala, literally, and a television outreach looks to new leadership. Details are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan's Taliban says Sunday's vicious assault on the airport is just the beginning of its push for dominance. Open Doors' David Curry explains.
You have extremism in pockets of Pakistan that are pushing the government towards Sharia law, which would be the ultimate goal of a Pakistani Taliban.
Sharia law also means no Christians. Look what's happening under Afghan's Taliban. However, Curry notes,
it's not as though the gospel can't move forward in the face of persecution. In fact, in the face of persecution, many times the gospel advances beyond what it would without some persecution.
Keep praying for Christians in Pakistan. They're expecting more trouble under the blasphemy laws, but remain hopeful. Here's why.
It's so strategically placed in that region. You're bordering Afghanistan. You have a border with Iran. Really important things that are happening in that region. And Pakistan can be a leader, I think, in sharing the gospel within that region.
Next, Russian separatists are holding three believers captive in eastern Ukraine. Russian ministries reports they kidnapped Christians from a church in Slavyansk on Sunday. Some of the kidnapped Christians are being used as human shields. Orthodox churches have become storage points for weaponry. Get the full report at our website and share it on Facebook and help raise awareness. Pray for the safe return of these three kidnapped believers. This is Mission Network News. Political leaders in Malawi are giving new meaning to the term frenemies. Malawi's new president is meeting this week with some of his opponents to steer the country away from economic collapse. One of those appointments is runner-up Lazarus Chakwera, an alumnus of the Haggia Institute. Chakwera is new to politics, but his emphasis on integrity won the hearts of voters. Haggia's John Bachman says a biblical worldview and their training set Chakwera apart.
The concept is to, in obedience to the Great Commission, seek strategic ways that Christian leaders can more effectively use their platform of leadership to evangelize.
Chakwera didn't win the presidential bid, but he's taking a lead role in Malawi's parliament. Pray for more opportunities to share about Christ as Chakwera makes new connections in the political sphere.
Our emphasis is not lifting Haggia Institute higher, but that Jesus and the name of Jesus will be heard and understood throughout the world.
Meanwhile, a community in Guatemala is waiting in faith for cement. Worldwide Christian Schools, in partnership with the Chichimal community, is praying for support to build a school. The community is counting on God. Worldwide's Scott Vanderkoy says,
these people are amazing because, you know, there's a lot of organizations in the developing world that wait for money from the West or the developed world before they do anything. Not these folks. They just move ahead in faith and they don't depend on anyone else.
That faith is what spurred the community to build the school in the first place.
There's a real spiritual movement within this community. And I think that the community just recognized that a school built around the principles of Christ and his creation could really help propel the children and shape the future of that beautiful community.
Help this community project by giving through the link online. And the PARS board of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is appointing a new executive director effective July 7th. Reverend Mansour is taking over for the current director, who will focus on her doctoral studies. Mansour fled his home due to persecution but retained a heart for his people. His passion makes Sat7 a good fit for him. Pray that Sat7 PARS will transition smoothly and remain an effective gospel tool. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.